As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, a few notes. I'm so glad Biggie just brought something up off air. Yesterday, he sent us a meme that was for humor. And it was a humorous meme. And he said, I'm disappointed neither one of you commented on this. Now, he sent it to another friend as well, who immediately gave the chuckle, chuckle, winky, I love this.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you my reaction to this, all right? When I got the text from Biggie, it's a picture of professional golfer Vijay Singh holding a trophy. And it says, the text is from someone else. You know, it's a meme that says, took a girl home from the bar last night, and she kept asking me if I was the 2004 PGA Championship winner the way I was making that Vijay Singh. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I was staring at it.
I wondered.
I stared at it for an hour, and I was like, I do not understand the humor. I said, I think this is humorous. First, I thought Vijay Singh had died, and I thought, I don't know.
It looked too real to be a meme.
I thought, what? And I was like, that's the way of sharing that Vijay Singh has died.
My God.
So I Googled him. He's live and well.
He's fine.
The golfer, the great golfer, Vijay Singh. And I just looked at it and looked at it and looked at it. And I thought, I guess I've never made a Vijay Singh because...
This went exactly like I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
One, mm-hmm. Our friend reacted, yeah. Two, Chris Kelly, total confusion. 100%. I don't get it.
I didn't get it.
Chris Dem, crass.
Juvenile.
I will not be a part of this. I will not respond in any way.
I don't understand
it. It's clumsy.
It's clumsy.
It's a very clumsy meme.
It's a lot. You got to take. It's a lot to take in.
Well, I'm seeing a nice shot of Vijay Singh holding a trophy, and then yes. I have to read it. And then I was like, maybe it's the guy posting it. That's what makes it funny. Some guy named Rags. So I was like, no, that can't be it. And I didn't show. Thank goodness I didn't show it to my wife. She'd find it.
No,
yeah. Well, I didn't know what it was, and I was like, I don't understand this.
That brings up another thought I often have when I see these things. I'm always worried that when I do send these messages out to you all. You will be near your wives, who I deeply respect. And I worry what they'll think. Like, I would never want Mrs. Dem to read this.
Yeah, of course not. I don't understand humor. I don't. Today's
in your
humor,
heart, though, you know you're funny.
In my heart, I know I'm funny. No one ever thinks so. No one ever thinks so. But when I see humorous things like this, I always say to myself, I don't know why this is funny. I don't understand the humor in this. So many times my son sends me some 15-second TikTok video and then goes, oh, and just loves it. And I'm like, son, this is not humor.
Well, the stuff you've shown me or us that your son has sent you, I don't get.
Like, son, this is not humor. I'm sorry, but it's just not. This is not. And I, in my heart, in my bones, I know I'm funny. And he says, you're not. Dad, you are not funny. Now, that's the first thing. The second thing is we've been talking about some price of eggs, inflation, that kind of thing. Over the last few years, really, we've talked about this. I just bought eggs at the grocery store yesterday, $6.99 now for a dozen. I will not compromise on pasture-raised eggs, okay? I have absolutely made that clear. Biggie says that's why people comment about my salary.
Yeah, for many reasons.
Okay, all right. They say, you make so much money, you can't buy a new...
Must be nice.
You're buying a pasture-raised...
Oh, you're just buying eggs. Oh, look who's out here buying eggs.
I recently read... that pasture-raised eggs were the only way to go. So I see them, and they are $6.99 for a dozen.
Have you noticed in your grocery store there's a shortage of eggs? Because I have noticed the last couple weeks that I have gone.
Yes.
Shelves are bare.
One time I had to settle for white eggs.
The humanity.
Over the brown.
It's like I'm poor again.
One time, I had to go to a second store to get eggs. I mean, it's been really difficult out there, you know? One time, listen, recently, I was going to buy 12 pasture-raised eggs, and there was one dozen left, and I opened them to make sure there wasn't a cracked one. There's only 11 in there. Somebody took one egg.
To complete like a dozen, maybe with a broken one
in
there? Yeah, maybe. I guarantee you.
Yes, but I looked at it, and I called someone over, and I said, I said, look at this. There's only 11 eggs here.
Mm.
And he said,
robbery. Robbery.
Either take it or don't, man.
So what would you have done? $6.99 for 11 eggs or go to a different inferior brand that I did not want?
Well, you got to go. I would have gone inferior. I can't buy expensive eggs now.
I paid $6.99 for 11 eggs. I was like, I will not compromise on a pasture-raised egg. So I ranted and raved a few months ago about the price of eggs. Now, I got this email from a P1 listener who emails me often, especially about political items or, you know, stuff like that, like serious stuff. And he said, if eggs are $6.99 a dozen, that means they're 58 cents per egg.
Okay.
That means you can have a three-egg omelet or you can scramble three eggs for $1.70. That's a great deal. $1.70 for three eggs. I mean, imagine if you go
into... what was it 5 years ago?
I don't know. Probably way less. I mean, way less.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go into a restaurant and you say, I want three eggs scrambled, and they charge you $1.70, are you going to be upset? No.
No.
No. You'd think that's a great deal. But when they've gone up so much, that's when we start looking at it and go, holy cow, look how much mm-hmm. these eggs are. I mean, I guess that's a good point. You know, three eggs for $1.70. You know, three eggs scrambled in a restaurant, $1.70 seems like a very fair price. But you see a dozen for $6.99. Those were the priciest eggs now. Okay. Mm-hmm. They had them for $4.59. I wasn't going to stoop to it. I would not. I won't. Mm-hmm. I will not compromise on pasture raising.
I think it's just the remembering of what I eggs used it. To
that's
cost.
What, I guess that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when you break it down like that, sure. Yeah, but we all right. remember
mm-hmm.
what we used to pay for eggs.
$2.99 a dozen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now that at that price, you're paying, you know, 75 sure. cents yeah. for a three egg omelet, you know? So, all right.
I mean, that's the issue. It's jacked
what
up
what
price.
It used to mm-hmm. be. It's what it used to be.
Yeah.
That's right. But same store has bananas, 24 cents a banana. You ain't beat that price. That's a good price.
What about the eggs in the your eggs downstairs in the break room?
They're goose.
They remain?
They remain. I have yet to remember to take those goose eggs home.
It's going to be when they smell that they're finally gone.
I don't know that they ever will. I don't know how long that takes. In a refrigerator for an egg to smell, that's the big debate.
Here's a fun question, and no one in this room will ever know the answer. Mm. How many times do you think the break room refrigerator door is opened on an average work day?
Well,
quite a few.
Quite a few times.
You do?
The three of us.
Never
use the break room or the fridge. The rest of this place does.
A lot of sandwiches yes. and stuff going in there. Mm-hmm. I see that. I have seen that.
We have coworkers who have, you know, two meals a day here.
Mm-hmm. And they put the... I bet it's open a pretty good amount.
They use it, yeah.
But and
that's crazy.
Well, that's how it was noticed and brought to my attention. There's goose eggs in the refrigerator downstairs, to which I said, what kind of nutcase has goose eggs down there? The answer was, myself. The goose eggs came from inside the house.
There were a dozen. Now there are nine. Last check.
Eight or nine. A chicken man said, I'm sending you a dozen goose eggs. I wrote back, tremendous. And there they were. And I never.
There they remain.
Away. Yes. Now, the other story is, and we were just talking about my wife who plans her 911 call in case I ever accidentally fall down the stairs.
There's a great scene in Fargo
mm-hmm.
where the William H. Macy character does that.
Oh, yeah, he's got to practice.
After his wife is quote-unquote kidnapped.
Yeah. He's got to practice the
call.
When
he's set up. You don't see him. You hear him making the call. He mm-hmm. goes, my wife, she's been kidnapped.
Yeah.
And then you realize he's practicing.
Yeah, he's got
it's cold-blooded. Right. It's a spectacular
scene. Got to get it just right.
Trying to get the tone right to call 911.
My wife watches a lot of true crime. When there's too many details given, when people say to the killer, you know, before they know he's the killer, they'll say, well, what did you do today? If somebody says, well, about 8 in the morning, I stopped and got gas, and then I got to work about 10 after 9, and then I went to lunch at 11:35 with my friend Josh, people don't remember. If you're really innocent, you don't know that kind of stuff.
You just say, did the usual?
You just say, well,
I got up and went to work.
Well, got up and went to work. Yeah, you wouldn't say, I stopped here and got gas. You know, you wouldn't say mm-hmm. any of that stuff. And when they see too much detail, they know it's been rehearsed.
You know what I worry about? Like, if I was with somebody and they were murdered,
mm-hmm.
and I was somewhat relieved mm-hmm. that they were.
It's a very specific word.
I do think about that. Like, you know, if you're with somebody,
mm-hmm.
and let's say it's a significant other,
yeah,
you want to break up, but you're trapped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You're living together. You're splitting your bills. You can't get out.
Yeah.
And you come home and they're dead and you really didn't do it. But the problem is with they start like giving you a lie detector test and like, did you ever wish they were dead? It's like, well, yeah.
I think you have to tell the truth. I think it's like, I think it's like, there have been times I've wished her dead, but I did not commit this crime.
Yeah.
That's how you have to say it. You have to say it.
Was I a little bit
excited? That outside?
We did. Yes, there have been times I wished her dead, but I did not do this.
We have you on ring camera. Is this you going, ooh, when you found her?
Yes. Is that you turning a cartwheel near the body?
It
is.
Yes. Are you expecting us to believe that you, a man of your carriage, jumped up and clicked your heels in the air upon finding the dead body?
Yes.
But I did not.
It's not a crime.
You had nothing to do with it.
It's not a crime to be happy she's dead. It's just, you know. Were you singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead?
Yes.
Is this old witch? Yes. The Wicked Witch.
Yes.
Is this you outside the night before going, I swear, just let something happen to her?
It's Andy Dufresne from Shawshank. If Dave was here, we'd be playing Shawshank all night long.
Yeah.
He's outside planning to kill her. He's putting bullets in the gun.
Yeah.
Then he sobers up and leaves. Meanwhile, somebody else, Elmo Blatch.
That's some bitch. A yellow teeth scoundrel.
Got his old lady in bed with some golfer. Greased them both. That's Morgan Freeman's account of it. But Tommy Williams tells Morgan Freeman's character, Red Reddington, that indeed it was Elmo Blatch who had done it. And they pinned it on some golf pro.
That's it.
They pinned it on some banker. That's Andy Dufresne. This is what you're describing. You wanted it done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is this you on ring camera on your knees praying to the Lord above for deliverance?
Yes.
Oh, how come I can never get a home invasion when I need one?
Doesn't mean I did it, is what you would say. The comedian we're working with right now on our Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star Show, his name is Zach Johnson, okay? Didn't know him that well before this past weekend. Was talking to him backstage. Chris Dim witnessed this. He said, we were saying, the next show is on Valentine's Day. And Chris Dim said, are you dating? He goes, yeah, I'm really, you know, I'm in a relationship, deep into a relationship. He says to me, are you married? I said, yes. He said, did you marry your best friend? I said, yes. He said, how much do you love her? I said, oh, my God, to the moon and back. He goes, would you take a bullet for her?
What part of the body?
I said, I would take a bullet for her. He said, major organs? He's like, right here, like in your trunk.
Yeah. 5 seconds before he's going on onto the stage.
He's like, I'm not talking about getting winged in the shoulder. I'm talking about, you know, in
gunshot.
And I was like, they're calling you to the stage.
5 minutes.
Yes, I would take a bullet. Yes, I would take a bullet for her. There is a guy in the news talking about home invasion. This is outside of Detroit, Dearborn Heights, Michigan, who took a bullet for his girlfriend, but sort of inadvertently. He was in the house. This is pretty scary. A home invasion took place at Ben Never's house. He had just gotten home from a trip he had been on with his buddies to, I believe it was the Bahamas. So he's home for the first night, and somebody broke in to steal from them, from him and his girlfriend. I don't think they realized he was home, and gunfire erupted. They wound up, he caught him in the act. We actually have the doorbell camera footage of the guns firing back and forth. That's the victim, Benjamin Nevers, who's just boom, 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 just firing like indiscriminately into the living room.
Mm.
He did hit the folks. There were two people there robbing them. They left, and they have now been arrested.
He shot both perps?
Just one. And he got shot himself, as did his girlfriend.
God.
Wow. Yeah, she was in bed. She didn't even wake up. He woke up and was like looking around. That's when he grabbed his gun, and you heard that gunfire. Then later, he was talking about his injuries.
My foot's completely shattered. Like it's, they have screws and plates, immediate surgery, and then I got hit in the back right here as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, terrible. Just terrible thing.
Can he walk?
Not right now.
He's like, I mean, is it a spinal injury or is just
he can walk
a back injury?
He can walk. It's a back injury. He can walk, but now he's going to be on crutches for a long time. And, you know, he had to have surgeries and all. And then he's like, and my girlfriend got shot too.
That's Benjamin's girlfriend in the bed and in shock.
I know she got shot in the back and it like traveled up and I know it like hit her kidney. And I think it's like lodged in her chest right now. Like they can't get the bullet out because it's too dangerous.
Holy hell.
It's there all from a home invasion. And right after I had seen this, that comedian said, would you take a bullet in the chest for your wife? And I said, absolutely. I would take a bullet. And I said, you know, I would take it. And he said, I'm not talking about shoulder now. I'm not talking about in
the fleshy part.
The fleshy part. Yeah. You're going to go right here. And he's like from neck to pelvis.
The strike zone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Like, you're going to get hit in the liver. It's going to be a vital organ.
The answer is yes, I would.
You'll never go to the toilet the same way.
Oh, yeah.
I would. I would. Even if I pee blood forever, for that woman, I would take a bullet. Of course I would. I mean, there's not even any discussion.
All right, mic's off. Ask him again.
There's not even any discussion of it. Tell you what the cops said, too, about this invasion in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, is it seems the two did know each other.
And the thief and the guy?
Yeah. And so Biggie's nodding his head, but the question is, did he come in to try to hurt him, or did he – the thought was they knew he was out of town. They didn't think about his home. He woke up in the middle of it, and they started firing at each other.
We believe they did know each other, and at some point Price knew there were objects in the house he was going for.
Yeah, so – he was going after certain things. But then, meanwhile, this is home invasion. That is like the scariest thing there is. I mean, to think that there could be most thieves want to come in when you're not home. We talked about that thing on Facebook earlier.
Yeah, like coming in with a gun drawn like based on rare. Everything we have heard, is unusual.
Very unusual. But usually they want to come in and take when you're not home. Yeah. You know, they'll make sure you're not home.
Home invasion, to me, is risky now. If you're the invader.
Well, this guy had a gun.
Yeah, because now you are rushing into a home, and I'd say most people now have some type of
100%
gun at home. So when you home invade, you're risking yourself just as much.
What percentage of homes do you think have guns in them? I think it's 75% in America.
I was thinking 60 or 70 now.
I think it's quite that high. Mm-hmm. I think it may be maybe closer to Biggie's number.
It's more than half. So they don't know which one have guns, so they go in and they, like you just said.
Yeah, concealed to carry, you know, that's different. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about in the home. That gun next to your bed at night.
Yeah.
I bet most.
I agree.
Over half.
I'm with you. And the guy says, the sad thing is, he barely got anything. He stole a couple of things.
The bag that they tried to get was right there, and there was a bottle of Don Julio in it and a chocolate bar, and then there was a studio microphone that I have. Like, these guys did this for nothing. Yeah, I'm just happy everybody is, you know, alive and well. I mean, I really didn't. I'm kind of glad the guy who shot me is still alive, too. I don't want to kill nobody.
Don Julio.
Is Tequila.
That, okay. I'm so naive to these things.
Yeah.
Is that a good brand, Don Julio?
I think so.
Right. Yeah, it's a good brand.
He's like, bottle of Don Julio, a microphone.
Chocolate bar.
Take out the Don Julio. Mm-hmm. That's my house.
That's my brand.
Don Julio?
Yeah, well, it's what I can afford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Chris Dem drinks something than
higher.
I like Casamigos.
Bingo!
is that the cleaner? Is that the Clooney?
That's Clooney.
That's Clooney. Yeah. Oh, that's a higher price brand.
What a segment. You on eggs and him on Casamigos.
Top shelf tequila.
They're so relatable. What's the chocolate bar? At your house, it's Hershey's. At Chris
Dove Dib, Dark.
At his, Chris
oh, Dib, Dove Dib, Dark Dib. Is his, yeah.
Yeah. Godiva. Mm-hmm. I'm a Godiva man.
Yeah, look at you two.
What are they out of Lindor?
I'm not even Hershey's. I'm store brand.